Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Pierce, who's general manager at Pierce Flooring and Design out in Montana. John, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great, and actually, things are pretty good out here in the great state of Montana as well.
Well, that's good. That's what I want to start out with. You know, most people know Pierce Flooring and Design. You're the market share leader for floor covering in the state of Montana, which is a sparsely populated state. You have 7 stores. You're living in God's country. Every time I see the pictures you post on Facebook, it looks like it's a postcard. Tell me what the weather's like out there today.
Well, right now it's 30 degrees and it's just now getting light out. There's going to be some snow in the mountains and some of the ski resorts are starting to open this weekend as well. So we're stepping into the beginning of winter right now.
Next question I'd like to ask is you have 7 stores and I'm just curious to know how are business conditions here right before the Thanksgiving break?
Well, business for 2016 is actually turning out to be a pretty decent year. We're broken into residential business and into new construction. Yep. We do property management, and we do all stages of commercial business as well. Depending on which one you want to talk about, if I may, the residential replacement business begins to wind down right now because people don't want to have their homes torn up.
Right.
But new construction and commercial business is doing very, very good in spite of that.
Well, so one of the things I do want to spend a few minutes on, I noticed that your digital marketing, your website presence, everything that's going on the internet with your brand is done by creating your spaces. If people can have time to go look at pierceflooring.com, it's very well done. You can tell there's been a lot of time spent pulling this together. So talk a little bit about what the website does for you and the emphasis you put on it.
Well, we as a company recognize the all importance of having an online presence and social networking and digital marketing and mm-hmm. having smartphone friendly website as well. It's a constant work in progress. Thanks for the compliment on it. We always feel we can do a lot better than we are. One of the new things we've added to that, Kemp, is the bios and photos of our staff. And that's a new addition. So we're just trying to be in front of people all the time. One of the things that we are also considering is how we can actually create a store and sell online as well. That's something that's on our plate, but we don't have that formalized yet.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about potentially doing e-commerce down the road.
Yes, sir. I can just say that with all of the competition out there, and there's a lot of it in e-commerce, we feel we need to be in that game as well.
Let me just tell you a couple things I'm noticing here. You mentioned your staff. Yeah, people buy from people. They want to know who it is that's there. So you're telling that story. You also have these reviews, these online reviews. We did some research. I think it was an October issue where we asked 8 people who had just gone through the floor covering purchasing process, and we found out how important these online reviews are. So you've got that going. You've got a section here called Get Social. You've got a tab in there where people can look at the various areas where you've got either a blog going or some Facebook comments and things like that. Let me just ask you, you're an NFA member. Generally, to me, that means you understand the importance of spending money to build traffic. What if you take your percentage of advertising, how much are you spending on digital now versus traditional?
You know, we just had a big meeting last week because our percent of digital had been in the 20% range.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be bumping that up to close to 40%, recognizing how vitally important that is and how many people, if you think about shopping malls, you have to find a place to park, you have to walk to the mall, there's safety issues, you have to fight traffic and crowds of people. And a lot of people are actually, frankly, sitting at the comfort of their living room and doing all of that shopping on their phone or on their computer nowadays. So there's a definite huge shift in just the way that people shop and the way that people buy.
Now, this candy, eye candy, bling, whatever you want to call it, these photographs you're having on, these are fantastic. Where are you getting photography for your website?
A variety of places. Oftentimes, our great partners, suppliers, have libraries full of great photos, and we lean on those quite a bit. But we might borrow from Houzz or Pinterest as well. So we do think that to show beautiful room scenes and show people what their homes can really look like. So we get them from a variety of sources.
Now, when did you change your name to Pierce Flooring and Design? Let me pivot on that for just a second, because that is so key. Because, you know, when you're talking about selling floor covering, you're actually talking about helping a homeowner with the fashion of their abode. When did you change to that name?
Oh, my goodness. That must have been close to 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But we recognized that there's more to flooring. And we do have free design assistance in every one of our locations. So if a customer doesn't know how to put a project together, we provide that service for them anytime they would need that. So it's very important to help with the design phase as well.
Yeah, and one other quick question. As I was looking at your website prior to this interview, I noticed you have under flooring, you pull down and there's all the different flooring types. And then if you click on rugs, you go immediately to Tuftex Rug Gallery. It's a cutter rug program where you can offer bound broadloom products. Talk about that decision, if you would.
Well, the area rug business is quite an industry all in of itself. And talking about sitting at home and shopping on your computer anymore and all of the catalogs and all the competition out there, whether it's big box or buy it direct, the area rug business is one that you either get in it or get out of it. Yeah. It takes a huge investment, takes space, a lot of dollars. Even though there's good profit margins in rugs, you may not always have the right size and the right color in a given pattern. So we chose not to be in the inventoried position, but we still wanted to make sure that our customers have a quality option that has a lot of variety to it. And this Tuftex program, if you're not aware of it, is one well worth looking at because you can take virtually any of their products and create any size rug with a variety of edges, whether you wanted leather or fabric or other things. There's just a lot of options in that program, and the turnaround time is very, very good.
Yeah, and you get Ed Lederlow styling in a rug. I mean, it's a gorgeous product. Let me just point counterpoint to you for just a second. In our
sure.
December issue, we're running a story about Hattinger's in Naples. That's another NFA member, and they've got a 10,000 square foot area rug business. And like you said, they're making some big money on it, and it is the more traditional area rug business. So you've just got to kind of decide if you're going to get in it, you've got to get in it with both feet. But though, I think that the path that you've chosen is also a strong alternative, right?
And yes, and Hattinger does a great job, so does Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah.
But I think what they might have that we don't is they have population density,
yeah,
and they have their average income of their consumer, I would venture to guess, is considerably higher than ours.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that works to their benefit.
Exactly. I think that in Montana, people are putting bear skins on the floor, aren't they?
We do have a buffalo and bear.
Yeah.
There's a few of those around.
Okay, all right. Well, John, I think both of us want to wish our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving, don't we?
You know, I do. It's time to take a break and be thankful for everything that we have, our friends, our customers, our business partners. And I appreciate the relationship that we have with you, Kemp, the friendship, and our company. And I wish you, your family, and all of our friends and people out there, partners in business, a very happy Thanksgiving. We're fortunate.
Appreciate that, John. Same to you and Kathy. It's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to John Pierce, the general manager at Pierce Flooring and Design in Montana, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Floordaily.net.